Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? All right, I'm so excited to have you as my workout partner for this mental and emotional workout, right? Isn't that awesome? Here we are. Let's see you guys show up. I appreciate you showing up on time for our daily workout. Here come the viewers. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. How are you guys doing today? Right? I'm coming to you every single morning right here on this Periscope. I'm at Skip LaCour right here on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, right? So if you are having any type of connection issues on Periscope, come over here to Facebook, facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, or vice versa. So I'm simulcasting this, trying to be the most effective and efficient with my time, with your time here. Also, you know, this is also a podcast that's on Blog Talk Radio, which goes to iTunes and Stitcher, right? So doing whatever I can to get the message out, this morning connection. Hello, David. How are you doing this morning? Thank you so much for being here for our mental and emotional workout, our morning connection. I want you guys to show up live. You know, I know that you guys are getting bombarded with information. You guys are getting with so much great information on the internet, maybe some distracting information, right? Getting caught up in people's drama on social media, right? Okay, whatever that might be. Hello, Jim. Good morning, sir. Really enjoyed talking to you yesterday. Look forward to us talking again. Jim was bold. You know, he reached out. I'll talk about that in a moment on a way that, you know, you love all this motivational, this generic motivational material, right? How does it apply specifically to your life? Well, I have a way for you to maybe you and I talk about that so you can take it to the next level. Good morning, Scott. How are you today? It's a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day in Michigan, isn't it, Scott? Right? So, you know, this one internet personality, and he was pumping out like tons and tons of information. How to do this, how to do that, how to build your business here, how to be better with your employees, 10 steps to leadership, all these type of things, you know. And he was very aggressive. He was very passionate like me. And he said, you know what? The feedback, the pushback that I'm getting is that I'm pounding out too much information. You guys are just getting overwhelmed. And he reluctantly decided to scale back his daily connection. And I thought about that. You know, that's a great point. I know you guys are getting bombarded with so much information. You know you should listen to it. You know you should read it. You have the ebook downloaded to your computer. You have the website's bookmarked. You want to come back to it, and you don't because there's so much awesome information out there. I get that, right? So how is this different? The reason why I see this as different is that this is just two bros, two guys just talking about our journey, about life. We're just talking about life, and hopefully during our time together, it just makes you reflect, think about where you want to go in your life, where you are right now, where you really want to go, those goals, those dreams, those ambitions, who you are, what you're all about, right? And remind you to stay on top of that. Don't let 2 days, don't let 2 weeks go by without thinking about who you are to yourself, what you want for your life, what you want for your family's life or your future family's life. You know, just keep you focused on where you want to go. Hello, Mano. How are you, sir? And that's what Jim was talking about yesterday. I asked him right here on this live interactive video chat, and I want it to be interactive. He said what he loves about it is that, you know, it just comes in casually, and it just reminds him of what he's after, what he's doing. So I want to keep it light. I want to keep it airy. Hello, Kasim. It's a sunny day in Ghana. All right, sir. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today from Ghana. All right, so exciting. I'm so pumped up. I'm so excited to have this opportunity from the comfort of my home office. It's 10 a.m. on the East Coast. It's 7 a.m. my time in the Pacific time zone. And I get to come to you right from the comfort of my home office and connect with literally thousands of you guys live all over the world. How exciting it is for me. I am so grateful to have this opportunity. I'm so flattered that you're coming here to see what this guy has to say, right? Just again, we don't have to keep this heavy. I'm not going to give you an assignment that you have to follow up through. I'm not going to burden you with, oh, I know. Let me push it off. I'm in a light mode. This is all just light talk. This is just two buddies just talking. You know, I talked about it yesterday, and I'll talk about it many times in the future. There's a saying that says, you know, the quality of your life is the quality of people you spend the most of your time with. That you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You're no better than that. So if you're hanging around with a whole bunch of losers, people who are in dramatic situations, always getting in trouble, and you think you're so much better than them because, you know, you're just helping them out, you know, you may want to consider looking at it differently. And if you're around winners, I mean stone cold killers, as I'm going to talk about during this live video chat, and they elevate your game, right? Because somehow, some way, you were driven, you were bold, you're ambitious enough to get in their company, and then you had enough of what it takes to stick around. They wanted you to be in their company. Then congratulations. You are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. You know, me being a bodybuilder for so many years and people reaching out to me for advice, they didn't have people in their gym or in their hometown or wherever it might be to show them the way, to be that example, to motivate them. They didn't have a great training partner or whatever. They really complained about their environment of people. And so they thought, oh, it's so great. I wish I had you in my town. And they'd reach out. They'd appreciate my videos or ebooks or whatever it might be. Well, you know, this is our journey towards life. If you're complaining that you aren't around people with high energy, people who are driven, ambitious, that have your same interest, you know, and if you're here and you love bodybuilding training, you love taking care of yourself, you love the whole, not just the physicality of it, I mean, that's cool, but you just love how you test yourself every single day, and, not or, and you have that same drive and ambition to take your entire life to the next level, your business, your finances, your job, your promotions, maybe eventually getting a business, your relationships with your family, your friends, whatever it might be, you want all of those areas of your life taken to the next level. This is the right place for you to be. If you're my type of guy, we're each other's, it's a good fit, this is where you want to show up. And hopefully, if you don't have people like you that you can spend time with, show up here every single morning. And hopefully, I'll do my best to elevate the average of the five people you hang around most. So that's the deal. I want you to show up on time. Again, it's just casual. It's two buddies talking. What a great investment of your time every single day. And I want that to be for you. I want to be quick. I want to be efficient with your time. I want you to show up live. I want you to show up on time so I can get into the message. All right. One thing I was talking about with Jim is that I'm always looking for ways to just bring clarity, perspective, objectivity, one distinction. One new way of looking at the same challenge that you're going through, just a different, slightly different look, could change everything. It could change the whole trajectory of where you're going, be that breakthrough that you need. Just one little nugget. There may be 10 nuggets in this one Morning Connection Live video chat. I mean, who knows? It really depends on where you are in your life, how open you are, how determined you are to look for life situations, events, and how it's not about them. It's about you. How can you take all this stimulus, everything that's going on, how you can take it to enhance the quality of your life? That's what you should be looking at. Now, I'm going to talk a little politics today, right? And I'm not going to necessarily give you a political point of view because it's not important, right? You know, we're men here, right? We're not emotional like creatures. We want to believe that we make decisions based on logic, right? A lot of times in politics and things like that, people get so emotional. They don't know anything. I mean, they're bodybuilders. They spend all their time in the gym or eating. Or you do whatever's fun. I don't know if it's Xbox or whatever. Do you really think you know anything more than what the media is telling you about politics? But, you know, that doesn't stop people. They've got their emotional point of view, and then they look for the evidence, the logic to back it up. Right? And really, that's what we all do. We all are more emotional, and we look for the logic to back it up. That's why everybody can spin everything. But we're not going to do that today when I talk about this political point of view. We're going to just look at just one little example in life and how to help us examine our lives so how we can take it to the next level. And that's what this is all about, right? So I'm always looking for ways to make that connection. I had mentors in my life. I had motivational material that changed my life. And then I had mentors who I actually connected with that really put it on steroids, so to speak, really took it to the next level. It took it to a level that, you know, motivational quotes or nice little speeches couldn't do. So not only do I want to provide you with that type of motivational material, right, I also want to create an avenue to connect with you, right, one-on-one. This is what I do. This is what I love, right? Obviously, if I'm up here ready to go, putting all this thought showing up for you every single day, right, this, and I'm sure that you can see that. This isn't just some act. This is just who I am, right? And if you haven't noticed that yet, stick around. This is like 52 days in a row. There's no way you can't get who I am and what I'm all about. That's why I'm out here. I'm proud of who I am. I really believe in this stuff, obviously. I want you to see it. I want you to take it into your life like I was so fortunate to do. And I also want to create that connection. I had mentors that really sped up the process, gave me a slight twist on what I was going through. Maybe one way I interpreted it wasn't really, it didn't serve me totally. And when I had a person talk to me about it, it made all the difference in the world. So what I do is I do these morning connection, I call them morning connection, random coaching calls. It's really simple. You just have to be bold. You just have to be aggressive. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com. Or if you're on this Facebook page, then you can private message me right here on this Facebook page. Right? Just private message me and tell me your name, your age. I just want a little bit of perspective, right? Your name, your age, your phone number, because I'm actually going to call you, right? And it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. I've had plenty of people since the last days, you know, they're sending me. I got them on my list. And I work them through my day as I have breaks in my day. This is fun, as you can tell. This is fun. This is exciting. I love reaching out. I love using this power of this internet to really connect, right? Let's use the power. Let's use these live video chats to really make a difference in our lives. But you have to be bold. You have to take a chance. Can I do that? Man, I don't know what I can do to take down this internet wall and to connect. Now it's up to you to just be bold, to give it a shot. Right? So your name, your age, your phone number. And if you live in a different country, that's fine. I have this conference line where you can make a local call to your country and connect with me that way. Right? So your name, your age, your phone number. And then tell me what your biggest challenge is. Tell me what your biggest challenge, what you're going through. Now, I know a lot of you from my tribe, bodybuilding and training, I know that's what you're into. Not only that, it could be outside of the gym. I believe that when you have your mind, your life, your goals, it's all clear, it's all stacked up, right? The bodybuilding training, it becomes so easy because it's just a piece to this overall puzzle, right? Sometimes we get too focused and we make it a lot more challenging than it has to be because we don't understand the big picture of our goals, our values, how it fits in the big purpose of our personal happiness and growth. And so that part's easy. So what I'll do is through my week, pick up the phone, I got 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, I'll make a random coaching call, or this morning connection random coaching call. It's your reward for being here. You know, also, you know, whatever it is that you do, I give away prizes. I have all these information products, bodybuilding and training, man formation, competence, and leadership. I reward those people who show up, share the feed, give me some hearts on Periscope, share it on Facebook, make comments down below, say hello so I give a shout out. And I randomly pick all these prizes, I'll connect with you. If you just want to be bold and send me an email at skip@skiplacour and say, hey, Skip, this is what I found most valuable about your Morning Connection live video chat. I was there on Friday, October 16th, and this is what I took away from it. That's what I found most valuable. Man, I'm going to reward you. I'm doing everything I can for you to step up and let's make this connection, all right? Let's make our time valuable. All right, so let's get into the message. Before I do that, Andres, how are you today, sir? Good morning to you, too. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Now, if you looked at the teaser, good morning, Wyatt. How are you? Thank you so much for those nice comments. Hello, Douglas. How you doing today, sir? So for those of you who saw the teaser, you know, what I ask is, you know, are you a killer or are you getting slaughtered by them. And so I want to talk about that. I had Donald Trump, for those of you who aren't in the United States, it's a political figure running for president, going through the primary process, a very controversial figure, right? And this isn't about whether you're for him, against him. This is about a point of view, again, what we can take into our own life, right? And a little backstory is he prides himself on being a powerful businessman. Hello, Moza. How are you today? So he's a powerful, successful businessman. That type of business acumen, that type of skill, being able to produce so much, that is what he'll make America great, right? For those of you, stick with me if you're outside of the United States or you're not interested in politics. This has nothing to do with politics as we get through it, all right? And trust me on that one. Stick with me here. And so, you know, he would ask in a presidential debate, you know, about his finances, right? About his finances, about him filing for bankruptcy, and that'll, you'll hear it in the clip, right? And then how he defends it, and then I'll get into how this applies to us. Hello, Saudi. How are you today, sir? So listen to the clip.
You are the person on this stage to grow the economy. I want to ask you about your business record. Trump corporations, casinos and hotels, have declared bankruptcy four times over the last quarter century. In 2011, you told Forbes magazine this: I've used the laws of the country to my advantage. But at the same time, financial experts involved in those bankruptcies say that lenders to your companies lost billions of dollars. Question, sir, with that record, why should we trust you to run the nation's business?
Because I have used the laws of this country, just like the greatest people that you read about every day in business have used the laws of this country, the chapter laws, to do a great job for my company, for myself, for my employees, for my family, etc. I have never gone bankrupt, by the way. I have never. But out of hundreds of deals...
Excuse me.
Out of what am I saying? Out of hundreds of deals that I've done, hundreds, on four occasions, I've taken advantage of the laws of this country. Like other people, I'm not going to name their names because I'm not going to embarrass, but virtually every person that you read about on the front page of the business sections, they've used the law. The difference is when somebody else uses those laws, nobody writes about it. When I use it, they say, oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. The fact is, I built a net worth of more than $10 billion. I have a great, great company. I employ thousands of people, and I'm very proud of the job I did. Again, Chris, hundreds and hundreds of deals. Four times I've taken advantage of the laws, and frankly, so has everybody else in my position.
Well, sir, let's just talk about the latest example, which is Trump Entertainment Resorts, which went bankrupt in 2009. In that case alone, lenders to your company lost over $1 billion, and more than 1,100 people were laid off.
Well,
is that the way that you run the country?
Let me tell you about the lenders. First of all, these lenders aren't babies. These are total killers. These are not the nice, sweet little people that you think, okay? You know, I mean, you're living in a world of the make-believe, Chris. You want to know the truth.
That's the line. These guys are total killers. They're not from your ideology, the way that you see business. You know, he's basically saying, look, I'm in the trenches. Look, I've done this backwards and forwards. I've dealt with the most dedicated, most passionate, total killers, right? While you've been doing what you're good at, hey, that's great. You have no clue what's going on here. What aren't you getting here, right? There's just a total difference in ideology, thinking, values as we go with people. So, again, this isn't about politics. This happens every single day in your life. How can we use it to empower us? What perspective, what story, what message do I have from this, right? Here's the thing about it is, what do you want most in life? What do you tell yourself that you are totally committed to achieving? And at the same time, it's not coming to you as quickly, or it's not coming to you at all, and you start doubting yourself. And then what happens, which I want you to think about, is you look around at those people who are succeeding, and then you're saying, well, he did this, he's that, right? Now, I am never going to tell you to ever break the law. I'm never going to even slightly say, you know, go against your values and your morals, right? Who you are. But you need to question that. If you aren't getting what you want, if you're failing, and there are people out there who are total killers, killing it in your business, and you're just feeling good about who you are, that's fine. But just realize you're not paying the price. You are making rules on top of rules on top of rules that make you feel good, that may be totally great to make you, but as long as it's a decision that you're making, that you choose not to be a total killer. Right? You know, I just did an interview, Geared Up podcast last week, and a bodybuilding podcast. And so we just started the interview, and the gentlemen, they were very complimentary, very nice about my career. And they said, you know, we were just guys, we didn't take, you know, our competing too serious. We had a balanced life, we had children, we had business and something like that. And I just said, yeah, I just love competing against you guys. And they went, you know, they thought it was a little funny, and well, what do you mean by that? I said, you know what? When I was a bodybuilder, when I, you know, whether or not you would do that, whether or not you think my my allocation of my energy, focus, time, whether you think it was worth it, we were in a bodybuilding contest. It was who had the best physique on stage, and the measure was whoever had the best physique was going to do the trophy. I don't think, unless I missed it, I don't think there was like a beauty pageant or something where you talked about your, the rest of your life, like filled out a questionnaire about how balanced your life was. The contest was about who had the best physique on stage. I would just love it when I'd compete against guys who were going for a balanced life. Because you know what? I wasn't. I was a total killer. I mean, I quit my job. I made my living. How can I make a living? Doing it by talking about it, teaching you. Books, DVDs, audio courses. Man, I when I was dieting on nothing to have striated glutes, you know, to just be ripped, to be shredded. You know, I didn't have to go to a job and have to be nice to people even though in a bad mood. I didn't have that pressure on me. I got to be alone, right? And that's why I look that way. I tell you, if you really look at the contest photos where, you know, I'm the six-time national champion, drug free bond, blah, 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 and legendary status in what I do, oh, he's so good, there's no way he's drug free. If you really look at the lineup, there are guys who are genetically better than me. They just weren't total killers. I hope they had a balanced life, and I hope that served them well. But you know what? On that day, they judge who had the best physique, and that's where I just totally killed them. Right? Now, a couple things though. You know, if I look back and, you know, I'm in the bodybuilding world, I'm not even close to being known as people that, it's interesting about this bodybuilding world is that, you know, oh, drugs. Yet they idolize, you know, the people who have these amazing Mr. Olympia physiques. Oh, he's such a great guy. Oh man, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a good businessman. He's whatever, which is fine. I have no problem with that. Right? I have no problem with that at all. But that was something that I chose not to do. And you know what? As far as the lifestyle and their effect on the world and having great people love them, I missed out on all that. Because when it came to that level, I was not a total killer. Right? And you know what? I'll tell you what. I've competed with guys, and I talked about this on this podcast, who back where I was, and they are just, wow, they're just world known. They're probably changing people's life. I think one guy even had a tattoo of a guy, and he's speaking his message just like I am here. But if he were to speak his message, it's to 100 times as many people as me, right? It's 100 times. He's probably making 100 times more money, 100 times more impact and influence. He was a total killer. I wasn't a total killer, right? I was a killer more than everybody else. In that arena, but not in the big picture. I wasn't a total killer. So here's the thing about it. If you're not getting what you want, you got to really look at yourself. Are you a killer or aren't you? And if you're not getting what you want, are you getting just demolished? Are you getting smashed by total killers? And are you rationalizing, well, I have a balanced life, or I wouldn't do this? Again, I'm not telling you to break the law. Right, I'm not telling you to break your moral code. right? These are all decisions that we all have to make. But I'll tell you what, don't go on, do yourself a favor from your big brother Skip, your father figure Skip, don't go on the internet and tell people, well, I'm not succeeding like him or him. The truth of the matter, first of all, you're probably succeeding with your level of dedication, the amount of killer you do have in you. You probably have superseded the masses. Probably out of every 100, you're probably ahead of 90, right? Because you are a killer. Please, for your own, this is just your big brother. Come on. Hey, let me give you a little bit of objectivity. Do not complain about the 9 or 10 people ahead of you on the food chain that are better than you, that are getting way more, they're more successful. Don't talk about, well, I have a balanced life. Well, I wouldn't, he does this, whatever, right? You know, that's not an attractive look, right? If you don't want to be a killer like them, right, give it up. Give it up to them. Learn from what you can do. If you want to stay certain of where you are, that's fine. But don't do it to criticize them because they're a killer. They're a total killer. They're willing to pay the price. Right? You know, and that thing, Donald Trump didn't break any laws or rules. He played by the rules of the game. Yeah, you can disagree with the rules. Yeah, you can your moral code has more and more rules stacked up to it. And that is fine. If you want to choose to live your life, just be conscious of these layers and rules and obstacles that you're making for yourself. Right? Now, I just want to tell you, I'm not a Bible guy. I'm not a Bible guy, And you don't need to tell me I should be a Bible guy, and you don't have to be impressed because I know some things from the Bible, right? I just want to kind of leave that out there, right? But I do read, I do observe, I do listen. And in the Bible, they talk about the group, and I might not have this exactly right for, you know, people who are really into the Bible, but they talk about this group called the Pharisees, right? And the Pharisees were a group of holy people. But they decided that they were going to create more holiness on more holiness on more holiness. Look at me. I'm even holier than the holy. Now, you know, an example of what they would be. Hello, Saudi. How are you, sir? You know, so what the Pharisees would do, like, for example, I don't know. I'm just throwing out an example here. If the rules of to be holy were you have to go to church every Sunday, let's say. Well, the Pharisees would say, well, I'm holier than that. I'm going to go to church 7 days a week, right? And the thing is that they create their own rules to be more holy. But, you know, I don't know. I guess it's debatable. Does seven times make you more holy than once? Are you getting pride because being holier than holy? And you're getting slaughtered by the killers. Just think of what you could do with your life. Change people's lives. Actually touch people and show them what example. Bring them into your religion if that's what you are. If you didn't have to go to church every single day, you were out there amongst people, you just did your requirement of one day. I don't know. I'm just using this example. It has nothing to do with religion. It has to do, you know, with your own code. Are you a Pharisee making rules on top of rules on top of rules? And you're getting slaughtered by killers, and then you can't figure it out. Right? You know, I'll tell you, we all have these whole, like, moral codes that they sound so good to us, but we have to really, you know, think about it. Are they getting in our way? I'll tell you, one thing about me is integrity is very important to me. From events in my life, observations, you know, that's just something. And how can you argue with a guy with integrity? How can you have too much integrity? Right? And I go unchecked sometimes until, you know, as I evolve and grow. And I'll give you an example. Here's a real life example. So, you know, back in the day, I had training videos, Mass Machine 1, and then I came out with another one a couple years later, Mass Machine 2. Well, in my final year of competing, I wanted to just make the most awesome training video ever. And I mean, I spent a lot of money, cameras. It wasn't, things weren't as easy like with YouTube and the great phone quality cameras and those type of things, or even the avenue if you made a video that you'll actually get the payoff. You have to sell a DVD. So that meant marketing and persistence, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I shot 6 weeks, two cameras between every, in my best shape, 6 weeks before the contest. I even did a 12-week seminar, like every Monday night leading up to the show, so I can have footage of me in seminar mode, because this was going to be just the most awesome DVD ever. It's called Packing on Muscle, for those of you, maybe a lot of you have it. That sold really well, and that's kind of the point of this whole thing. And so I put all this work and this energy and this effort into it. It was going to just be the greatest. Well, when I retired, it was in 2003, and I had all this footage, all this money, all it. But I'll tell you, let me just skip to the end. This DVD, I mean, it sold like crazy. You know, hey, I'll give that as one of the prizes. You tell me what you found most valuable about this Morning Connection live video chat, or anyone that you've watched, right? Hey, Skip, I'd like that video, that DVD you're talking about. I'll give you the downloadable version absolutely free. And this sold all around the world, 63 countries. It really changed, I guess, financial trajectory, right? So you'd think, wow, Skip, you put all that work, you have this vision and creativity, you were bold enough to do it, went through all that work while you were competing for a contest in that dieted mode. Wow. You must have, man, the minute your contest was over, you probably just rushed that out to sell it. You were probably so proud of it. Well, this was the thing is that, and this was many years ago, as you know, I'm continually growing and evolve, is I didn't want to even put it out. With all that work, all that money, all that investment, and the reason why I was hung up on, look, I have Mass Machine 1 training video. I have Mass Machine 2 training video. I can't just put out another video to my tribe, to my fans. Man, it's got to be something different because I'm not going to rip them off. I'm not going to rip them off. They have that one. They have this one. Right? And you know, that's based on this overemphasis on integrity. Right? So you're thinking, well, how can you have an overemphasis on integrity? Let me explain. Well, the thing about it, number one, is, you know, there may be thousands of people around the world who don't even know who I am. They don't even have Mass Machine 1 or Mass Machine 2 training video. That's number one. Number two is I'm a different person with more distinctions. And I made this very complex, when you do get the download a video, see it had this and had this and two cameras and angles and voiceover. And at that time, there was nothing like it because my integrity say, I can't ask my fans for something that's even close to the same thing that they already purchased. Just assuming that all of them were going to be repeat purchases. I waited 3 years to put that out because I just sat and I said, oh, it's got to meet my integrity standard. You know what? That's a noble thing, but that's getting in your way. That's when, you know, something that seems like a slam dunk, like integrity, that's when it gets in your way. We all have these things. We all have these things, and we need to evaluate that our belief of what it takes to succeed. Are we putting too many hurdles? Are we complicating with our beliefs? Are we really not a killer? And are we getting slaughtered by killers because of these things? Are we Pharisees? Are we trying to make this DVD that really, when you think about it, I mean, just the fact I was in a great gym, great lighting, even if there was no sound, just saw me training, one camera angle, that would have been worth the money the passionate lifter out there who wanted to see this six-time national champion from around the world. I didn't have to get all that so fancy. I mean, it's great that I did. I'm very proud of it. But it would have been a tremendous value if it was just one camera angle. Right? That's my own stuff. And I've evolved, and I'm understanding how it gets in the way. And I'm telling you that story because I want to show you my weakness. I want to tell you how my thinking is the way, because I'm telling you guys are not killers. Right? And you don't understand it. It's getting in your way. I get emails from you guys all the time, and you talk about, well, this person let me down, whether it's in someone said they were going to do this or do this or do this, relationships, promotions, and jobs. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just reading an email, but I wonder how much of the fact that you think you're showing up and giving your all and you're not keeping their interest, whether it's that woman of your dreams, your wife, you know, if you broke up, you know, that person, that friendship, that business opportunity, that's just an idea, right? I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. An idea doesn't mean jack, shoot, right? You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be involved, right? A person's attitude, how much energy they have, how are they willing to work? Are they living a balanced life? Are they hedging their bet? And that's fine if you want to live that, but if you don't have, if you think you're a killer and you are trying to surround yourself by killers, they're just going to laugh at you. They're not going to laugh at you. Because you know what? Killers don't, they don't spend some time. They're not like a motivational coach or speaker or anything like that. It isn't their job to bring you up to killer level and just say, hey, I just want to tell you, you think you're a killer? You're not even close to being a killer. They're not going to do that. They're just going to go off and keep on killing and surrounding themselves with other killers. So you're going to be going in your own world, hanging around other people who can't figure it out like you. Well, what's the problem? Well, that guy, well, he succeeded because of this. You're looking for every single reason why that killer is succeeding that isn't aligned with your values, like he's the problem. You're the problem if you're not succeeding to the level that you want. And if you know you're not a killer and you're happy, then we don't need to have this discussion. You've made peace with yourself. But if you're listening and you can't figure it out, obviously there's something ajar, and maybe you need to understand you're really not a killer. You really don't have the eye of the tiger. You're really not willing to do whatever it takes, even though it makes sense to you. And I'll tell you what, killers want to hang around killers, right? People are really committed at a level that maybe you don't understand. So maybe there's what you can get out of this is, like, if you're not getting that energy from people wanting to help you, you think you're committed, right? Or you're not succeeding at the level. You know, like I said, there was a distinct difference between Donald Trump's understanding of what it takes to succeed in business, all the challenges, how to overcome them, all the successes, and the reporters, and how he views it, because he's not in the inner world. And then, you know what? That reporter, Brett Baer, or whoever it was, they don't care. They're not trying to be a successful businessman, right? He's a journalist trying to do the best that he can. He doesn't need to step into that world. Right, so of course he doesn't understand, and you can see Donald Trump, or you can hear him get frustrated. What did I just say? Let me talk here, right? There was just a difference in worlds. There was a difference in values. There was a difference in perspective, which is fine if you want to be a killer businessman and they are a killer journalist or vice versa, right? But I'll tell you, many of you guys can't figure out why you can't play in the big leagues. And you're looking for chinks in people's moral armor, their lifestyle that you just wouldn't do, and you want to hang on to who you are and have their level of success. Man, can you really compete with that killer? You know, I tell you, I have several businesses, and some of them, man, I'm looking at some guys and I'm going, damn, right? I mean, that guy's a total killer in that business, just like I was when I was on that natural bodybuilding stage against the people with a balanced life. You know, I'm very open as you get to know me through this. I tell you what my values are, my failures, my successes, where I'm heading. You'll know, and that's all forming where I'm going to go in life. You know, one thing I tell you is that I get creative. I try to think, how can I reach my goals and stay to my values? How can I be a killer? Right? So one thing is, after traveling around the world and connecting with people who I barely knew through articles, through appearances, and I didn't even have that love and connection in my home, in my city, right? That's what I'm all about now, right? My thing is, how do I provide for my family at the highest level? I don't even want to leave my house if I don't have to. But I got to be a killer, right? I can't just say, well, you know, because there's guys in some industries, I mean, they're gone 250 days. They have kids and families. They're gone 250 days out of a year. I mean, I'm thinking, well, how can they possibly connect with their family the way I want you? It probably not, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about they're killing it in business. And I got to look at them and I say, damn, that guy is willing to do whatever the hell it takes. What can I learn from that? You know, how can I take up my game? How can I compete in his level but not make those sacrifices for my own moral code? And what am I doing? 52 weeks, 52 days in a year. I mean, 52 days in a row, I'm right here, letting you get to know me, putting value on your life. There is a way if you're committed, but you got to be a killer. You got to show up in state to do your thing, let people see your thing, whether you're dang old participle or, you're sweating through your shirt or the sign's wrong or you kind of lose your thought of where you are or whatever. Nobody comes to watch, whatever it is. I want to do whatever it takes. I want to be a killer doing what I do to meet my goals, even if I don't want to be on the road for 250 days out of the year. But I'm not going to be a hater. I'm not going to say, well, you know, and a lot of times people make up things. Well, he's probably this. He's probably, don't be one of those guys. You know, appreciate, respect those people who have succeeded. Respect those people who have been willing to pay a price that you haven't. They're total killers. You know, there may be a way for you to be a total killer like them in a different way, consistent with your values, how you want to put it together. But get their energy and use it to create, use them to motivate you, right? So the question is, are you a total killer? Do you want to be a total killer? Or are you getting slaughtered in what you want to be more successful at by those total killers? Just something to think about, right? Again, another, if you're not getting people in your circles to be, you know, in your tribe, to want to help you out, to create win-win situations, I would test your total killer level. Because those people, they want to play with people who are like them, total killers. And although you think you're doing everything under your rules, you're not. You may not have the energy. Maybe you're doing everything right. Maybe you need to do it longer because part of their total killer mentality is they show up every single day for 365 days in a row. And maybe you're showing that type of energy, that attitude, that willing to do whatever it takes like they are, but you've only done it for 10 days. And consistency and longevity is a big part of their killer mentality. And maybe that's the piece that will get them to, you know, be your partner, to be your energy. And again, that's your partner, I don't know, your training partner in the gym, your training partner in business, your boss at work. You know, that girl that you want to be in a really committed relationship. You know, I see this all the time. You know, relationships, that's another one of my things, guys. You know, is that because I wasn't a killer when it came to relationships. I had my safe, comfortable distance. I wanted the best girl humanly possible with the best values, whatever. But I didn't realize it, but I wanted to keep my safe, comfortable distance. You know, a real killer would say, man, I'm going to put my heart on the line. I'm going to be totally transparent. I'm going to show up. And you know what? If she dumps me, she dumps me. I'll be fine. I'll find somebody else. But I was chintzy with the connection. I was chintzy for the love. And I see this in my bodybuilding community all the time. You know, people say, well, don't trust people until they show this. You know what? The total killers in love, they're not going to have anything to do with you. You're only going to get chintzy people like you. And you maybe that's okay because you get to be at a safe distance from them. And they get to be a safe distance from you, and you're happy. Hey, relationships are merely agreements between two people. But I'll tell you what I see a lot in my bodybuilding community, right? And I think, you know, it's probably a lot of different communities, but I think the big attraction of bodybuilding training sometimes is that you versus you. You don't have to depend on other people, right? It's that safe zone. Other people let you down, and this is a place where you can shine or whatever, right? And I think I know a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about, right? But what I see the challenge is that they want a total killer in love. They want that girl who's there for them, that's transparent, that doesn't have a shield, that's willing to just be loving, a total killer in love. And they're not a total killer at all. They may not realize it, but they want safe, just, you know, hey girl, you know, you prove your love, your commitment, your loyalty to me. Do it for 2 months, 7 months, I don't know. Do it long enough for whatever makes me feel comfortable. And then, if you pass that test after test after test, then maybe I'll become a total killer in love and connection. And I know I'm talking to some of you guys. They're going, hey, wait a second. Is he talking about me? He's not talking about me, is he? That's not me. If you're thinking it's you, it may be, right? Just something to think about, right? Total killers in any area of life, business, training, I don't know, love. Whatever it is, man, if you don't feel the connect, maybe they're more of a killer than you, right? Just something to think about. Hello, Assam. Hello, Dan. Hey, thank you so much for saying that. You know what? You win a prize, Dan. You tell me. Flattery will get you everywhere. You send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, and I'll send you either the Man Formation Program or one of my bodybuilding programs, whatever I can do for you, right? And again, you want to be really bold? Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, right, for Morning Connection, MC. Fill out the form. Give me your name. Tell me your age. Tell me your phone number, again, anywhere in the world, and then tell me what your biggest challenge is, either inside or outside of the gym. I make random coaching calls all week long. I'm not sure if I'll get to it today or tomorrow. I'll get to it. As you can tell, I love doing this. I am a killer. I am a killer when it comes to helping you.